Good morning, Kansas City. This is the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. It's Wednesday, June 23rd, 2021. More importantly, it's my last full show until July the 5th. Because Jake and I entered our vacation days for the rest of the year into the app yesterday.
Oh, no, I still got a bunch left.
I learned it how to do it through Todd Lebo. Left.
I got a lot left.
I put them all in. Todd made me.
I didn't put all mine in.
It was very therapeutic. Now I understand it. Not really, but I don't think I can do it without Todd.
I will be gone for 12 days. I can't wait.
All in one, all in
yes.
order?
You guys are going to deal with somebody. They're already approved, too, so your guys' problem for 2 weeks. Plus 2 days.
I'll give us Rudy. We're good.
That's fine.
I wouldn't exactly call it a problem.
Yeah. I'll be in Maui. Wowie. Peace.
I'll be in KC. I ain't going nowhere. I don't have any desire to go anywhere. I got stuff to do around here.
Get it done.
Yeah.
You quite enjoy the staycation, don't you?
Yeah, so does my wallet.
Understand that.
It costs a lot of money to go places when you're paying for...
Oh, man.
Several people.
See, I don't have those kids.
Oh, yeah, right.
I got two dogs.
Right. Well, they don't travel with you. I don't
they
think.
Don't.
They don't fly.
They do not. They will not be going with me.
I'm cool with it. When do you go to Maui?
December. Actually, I leave on your birthday, and I'll be back the 16th of December.
So if you leave on my birthday...
The 30th of November.
I'm gone that week leading up to that. So it'd be like 3 weeks.
There you go.
And then I'm gone Christmas. It's all been sent to you.
Yeah, I know.
You didn't clear it, but you know. The only person that has to clear it is Susan St. John and Alok St. John, and that's it.
I don't have the authority to clear any of that stuff.
I have the authority to do nothing, but I just do it.
That's right.
I fight authority. Authority always win. What song?
John Cougar Mellencamp.
What's the name of it?
I fought the law.
What's the name of it? Five. Little
four, Pink House.
Three. Two, one. That's not even the name of a song that he sings. That's just a verse from another song. Five, four, three.
He's
the Authority song.
He's way overrated. Way overrated. John Cougar Mellencamp.
For what?
Way overrated.
To do what?
Just his catalog's way overrated.
You sound ridiculous now.
No. He's just all right.
Well, compared to what?
Good music.
That is good music. Man,
mediocre.
You're too young to appreciate
so,
that.
Is it?
You are. You're too young. I heard So Good and Jack and Diane. How old were you when they came out?
Jack and Diane's just incredible.
I
how old
like
were
probably
you?
Eight.
When that
seven?
Right? You're too young to appreciate when that album
give
came
me
out.
A break. I was listening to Run DMC when I was five.
Were you?
Wow.
Oh boy, this guy's in a good mood today, isn't he?
Yeah.
Good God.
He's excited. He's going to Maui.
Are you leaving tomorrow, you said?
I wish.
Okay.
You are.
Are you leaving in half an hour, you said?
I can if you want me
well,
to.
Well, there you go. Last night was a very fun night of sports, especially if you still have that hatred in your heart for the New York Yankees as the Royals beat the Yankees 6-5. That was a wild game that came down right to the wire. Greg Holland, well, he made it interesting. Nothing's easy when he comes in for a save. He has to gut his way through the ninth inning and get the save. He got it. It's all that matters. That's save number five, but boy, it wasn't easy. The bullpen didn't make it easy either. Chris Bubich was good. Man, Brady Singer. Brady Singer does not look good, does not look right. He went 3 2/3 innings, 5 hits, 5 walks. Getting pissed off. By the way, there you go. That you are, do you now see already what a disaster this stupid decision is by Major League Baseball? Pissing off.
I think it's great.
Some of the best. It's great, really.
We got pitchers taking their pants off all over the place.
Slowing down the game and making the game even.
I'm kidding.
You know, it's terrible. You were all on board. It's so stupid. It's ridiculous what they're doing now.
No, these pitchers taking their pants off on the field now. That's kind
of
fun.
For them to be doing this in the middle of the season is so stupid. It's Major League Baseball. That's right. Mm-hmm. Do something that will be even more divisive between you and the players, between the fans. That's what you needed to do. That's what I think should have happened. See how pissed off Brady Singer was? See how Max Scherzer
yes.
and Joe Girardi. That was fantastic.
Oh
I love that.
We're just trying to put some more drama in.
Don't question Scherzer. That's a future Hall of Famer.
Damn straight.
You know, and I know Joe Girardi, whatever.
A-hole.
I'm no Joe Girardi fan, going back to the Yankees or whatever. But I loved it. Because he kept asking. You know, there should be some, I don't know, I don't want to get into coach's challenge. To see it become so convoluted and everything else. So a manager could just continue to try to irritate the pitcher. And that's what they're going to do.
Yep.
Whether or not they think the pitcher is using a foreign substance, now this is going to be utilized by the opposing managers just to get under the skin of the opposing pitcher. As you saw, did it look like it got under the skin of any of the pitchers?
Yeah, a little bit. A little bit.
Max Scherzer, it looked like, wanted to kill somebody.
Yes.
He was pissed off at the umps. He almost got into a fight with Joe Girardi. He's waving him on, saying, come on, that he's waving bye to him. He was offered to take his pants off in front of the umps. Sergio Romo did drop trout and take his pants off for the umps.
He looked a little more happy about it. Like, okay, fine, yeah. Here's my glove, here's my hat, here's my belt, here's my pants.
It's just going to keep going. It's now, for that part of it, yeah, it's funny. That was funny. I liked retweeting that from Scherzer. I liked retweeting that from Romo. But
it's garbage.
Here we go. And again, just wait till Angel Hernandez and Joe West get involved. It's slow down. This is going to slow down the game even more. So many stupid things that are avoidable that are going to come from this.
Mm-hmm.
But there you go. There it is. It just started. It's Wednesday. This just started Monday. You think we've seen the worst of this yet? I mean, it's what the... Whatever. I don't know. I mean, and it's... Singer has that kind of attitude that reminds me of Scherzer a little bit. You take it a lot different when, like I said, you've put up the unbelievable production like Max Scherzer has throughout his career. Then, you know, of course you love it. You want you love it when your best player, your ace, is a red ass or whatever. When you're a kid that's still trying to establish himself in the majors, it's a harder sell. But you could see that fire in him. You could see that chip on his shoulder. You could see that. And again, many people have said he needs to harness that to be able to realize his full potential. But how much did that get under his skin? How was that pissing when he was getting checked last night?
Well, he gets rattled pretty easy.
Right.
And that's...
And guess what? If I'm a manager, are you going to have them check Brady Singer at all?
Hell yeah.
Right?
Hell yeah.
Because it looks like... Does it look like it might bother him?
Mm-hmm.
It might get into his head? Or who knows?
Yeah, he doesn't exactly have a poker face about it either. It's not hard to tell when he's
Lady Gaga.
Pa 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 poker face. Yeah, I knew that one.
Will you do it? Would you do it again if you're facing Scherzer?
Yeah.
Check him.
Check him again. Check him every inning.
Right now. Check him. Of course you are. Now, that's going to be funny, but, you know, it's going to... How about this? This first week, it'll be fun for some people, right? By week 4 or week 5, you think it's going to be as fun? Like, oh, geez, will you stop this, please?
We don't usually get to see, like, altercations between the umpires and the managers anymore because of replays, and now you get to see it between managers and the pitchers on the other team. You know what's going to happen is some pitchers are going to start throwing at hitters when they get checked.
Well, sure they are.
And so the hitters are going to go back to their manager and go, hey, stop asking for him to be checked because I'm going to be the one that gets drilled for this.
Clearly Major League Baseball thought all this through. They thought of every ramification.
I want to see someone get busted and just be like, yeah, here. And just like wipe their fingers on the umpire's chest.
That's probably going to happen too.
Like, here's my pine tar, D-bag.
I don't know.
What are you going to do?
Anything could happen now.
I mean, I wouldn't quit doing it if I was a pitcher. Here's my sunscreen. Well, here's my pine tar. Here's my spider tack.
Whatever Brady Singer was doing last night, don't do that. Or do so. And I'm going to go back to this again. Every guy is different. And obviously, some starting pitchers have relied on these substances more than others. Right? We've heard that everyone does it, but there have been some that abuse it and some that rely on it more. It's going to be hard to tell, but one way, and it's too small of a sample size, but we're going to see some dramatic change in performance from some starting pitchers that really relied on this stuff, spin rates and everything else.
Well, Garrett Cole had low spin rate since 2017 last night.
Mm-hmm.
Still looked pretty good,
that's
but still
got rocked for two runs in seven innings.
But that was it. I mean, you know, it's that what it was. You know, the Royals don't always make pitchers pay. You know, you're not always going to get.
Yeah, they're gonna. I mean, they're gonna be tracking that.
But I mean, who's to say? Like, did that help Singer last year? Was he using a little something like every other pitcher did? And now he can't. Now he's really struggling. Did it? I mean, who knows? Right?
It's fair to question.
Of course it is because he did. And that's not saying anything bad about Brady Singer. Was he doing something other pitchers that have been doing that he's used to? That was part of his routine that helped him get a better grip on the baseball, whatever. And then all of a sudden in the middle of the season, stop doing that, no more. And you gotta get used to it. You gotta adapt. And it might take a while. Some guys might never. Who knows? Some guys might get hurt like Tyler Glasnow and blame not using the foreign substances. All kinds of dumb things are happening because of this. And they just, you know, squeezed it in there, forced it in there right in the middle of the season. And that was the big, what are the biggest headlines from baseball last night? Two different pitchers tried to take their pants down. Those are the highlights, right? And Wander Franco's home run in his major league debut. So you didn't watch it and think, oh, Wander Franco, the top prospect, hit a home run, and two guys tried to take their pants off.
What is this? Somebody asking to check their pants? Is that a thing?
Well, I think you want to check this.
Yeah. It's a full body cavity search.
I don't know. What are they out there to check?
Dance, right.
Did it look like Max Scherzer was enjoying it?
No.
It's fantastic.
He was so mad. I'm sorry that I took so much pleasure in that, but it just was funny to see him that like, he just said, here you go. Yeah. Take his belt off.
I bet there's a bunch of other pitchers like, that's right. That's how I feel.
Oh, yeah.
And by the way, they call him Mad Max for a reason.
Right. There's gonna be, and I think the Romo thing was a copycat. There's gonna be a lot of copycats. Fine. There's gonna be a lot of guys dropping
their
pants.
I think everybody should start doing it.
Yeah.
If you're a pitcher getting checked, here's my belt and here's my pants.
It's real hard to say if I've ever enjoyed and had so much admiration for a non-Royals baseball player than Max Scherzer. Just his whole body of work.
Right.
I mean, I remember watching when he was at Mizzou, and I think they got as far as a super regional, and he was pitching, and he was a stud back then, right? But then to watch what he's become, one of the best pitchers in baseball, but he's always entertaining to me. And he's very fiery, and he's got a lot of personality. And if you read his backstory, he's got a tremendous backstory. And he's from the state of Missouri, and he's awesome. And then now you add to his story, he tried to take his pants off in front of the umpires.
Right.
I mean,
That should go on his baseball reference.
Well, hell yes. That's a plus.
Put a check mark in there for me. I mean, I grew a little more admiration for him yesterday.
A lot of people liked it. I'm here for it.
Yep.
So Brady Singer gave up 5 hits and 5 walks. 5 strikeouts. Only 2 runs, a couple of homers. And so that was not 96 pitches and 3 2/3 of anything new. Chris Bubich came in and was good. 2 1/3, scoreless innings of relief. Jake Brents gave up a run. Kyle Zimmer gave up a couple of runs. Scott Barlow did what he does and saved the day. He's so good. And there's so many terrible situations they put him in. And most of the times he's able to put out the fire. And I know sometimes we just revert to complaining about guys that didn't do their job or this pitcher or that pitcher. Maybe, you know, stop and smell the roses. Stop and smell Scott Barlow. Mm. Maybe not. I mean, not literally, figuratively smell him. Because he smells like a good pitcher to me.
Yeah, he's good.
Yeah. And then Greg Holland.
I don't know what he smells like.
Right, but Greg Holland got through the ninth. That was very scary, but he got the job done. And some people thought I was mad that Holland was in the game. No. Holland right now is the closer. I just sent a tweet out in the middle of all this. It wasn't even a question. It was a comment. It was a statement. I remember Josh Stallman. You remember him?
I do.
And I'm not saying just to use him as a closer, but I'm watching other components of the bullpen struggle, and I'm just thinking, where's Stallman? So clearly he's not right.
Yeah.
Or they'd have used him last night, right? At some point.
Right.
So then the next question would be, why isn't he on the IL then? so they can call up Grant Gavin. Or Richard Lovelady in your world, whatever.
Well, I'm all for Grant Gavin. Let's go.
So what do you think the deal is with Staalmont? And I'm not just talking about in relation to he should have been in there in the ninth instead of Holland. There was a couple of spots I was hoping to see Josh Staalmont last night, right?
Mm-hmm.
Normally?
Well, yeah.
Is it the dead arm? Is it the knee sprain? Is it, what do you think it is?
I don't know. All the above?
Are you concerned by it?
Yeah.
Jake, wasn't that a game where they could have used him in some role, in some capacity at some point?
Yeah, I mean, especially if you're going to start using Zimmer as an opener, you think you'd, not want to use him as much, but he's pitched recently.
He hasn't pitched in almost a week.
June 16th was the last time he pitched, and today's June 23rd.
Yikes.
He pitched, so when he came back, he pitched on June 6th, didn't give up any runs. June 8th, he gave up 2 runs in an inning. June 12th, scoreless inning. And then June 16th, gave up a run. Couple of hits and a walk. And so that's now, this will be a week since they've used him.
Yikes.
And so then, I just...
Been plenty of opportunities.
Right. But especially last night.
Yes.
Big game, close game. The other guys weren't doing their job.
As like many arms
like
as they
see Staalmont. And so that would lead you to believe that he's not right. So then if you got a guy that's been on ice for a week now that's not right, how come he's not on the IL? Just questions I was asking. Nate, does it matter?
Sure, I don't know. Yeah, I mean, you're leaving yourself shorthanded if you go in for a week without being able to use a guy that's important in your bullpen.
Well, I just want to know if he's, you know. And if they decided, hey, you know what, we're going to shut you down for a little bit. Shut him down on the IL. You got a tired arm. Dead, what do they call it? Dead arm?
Dead arm,
and
yeah.
And he had the knee sprain. So.
Put it all together, you know, and you have and a guy that you're not really willing to use in a close game.
And he don't have to be the closer. They could use him whatever. They could, you know, but if he's not right, they can't use him at all. But if he's not right, why is he not on the IL? And if he's not on the IL and he is right, why aren't they using him? Why has it been a week since he's pitched? Questions. Baseball sparks questions in my mind, Nate, and I want them answered. Go ahead.
Well, I don't know that I have any good answers for you. I predicted Staalmont to lead the team in saves this year. So, yeah, I think that when he's right, I would feel more comfortable with him in there than Greg Holland at this point, to be perfectly honest. But he's obviously not right, whatever it is. Now, why isn't he on the IL? I mean, they must think he's not going to have to miss 10 days, but it's getting close.
He's missed seven.
We're going on seven.
Six.
See if he pitches tonight.
Well, they had to go to that bullpen a little early because of Brady Singer, and they used a lot of their big guns, and we'll see.
Yeah. I'm a little worried about Singer. I don't know what's going on there. Shoulder? Something else?
We'll pick. So the shoulder stiffness? Now he's being challenged, and so then that maybe makes you think, well, and like again, there are going to be guys that get caught up in this that weren't abusing it and weren't exactly cheating, but doing something like they always do with the rosin and the sunscreen or whatever, versus who's the pitcher that, remember the Royals had all the stuff on his,
yeah,
was that Pittsburgh? Richard Rodriguez,
yep,
our closer?
Yep. Yeah, Richard.
Okay, and so there's a lot of guys who are using things that didn't cause this change in the rule.
Right.
There were guys that are abusing it. Now everyone else is, all these other pitchers are collateral damage there, but they're having to change what they've done. And of course there's going to be pitchers that are going to have to, it's going to take time for them to adjust. That's going to affect their performance.
Mm-hmm.
And so is Brady Singer one of them? Or is this the stiff shoulder? Or both? Or neither? Hell, I don't know. But he doesn't look right. Doesn't look as good as he did last year. Walk 5 guys. Give him 5 hits, 10 base runners in less than 4 innings. That's not good. Yes, we're concerned. Look at his numbers, overall numbers now. We'll take a break back after this. But the Royals won 6-5. Yankees. Man, when the Yankees lose to the Royals, it just hits right. Like the sweet tea. Huh?
Those Royals, huh?
Yeah, it tastes like a Yankees loss. Really sweet. Back after this on WHB. Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Did you say you broke the printer? What happened?
Yeah, I just took a bat to it.
You know,
for the heck of it.
I've had a issue with my printer at home since there was a downloaded an update for the computer.
Go office space on it.
Let me tell you something. I wanted to after about 45 minutes, but that's not going to do anyone any good, but it would make me feel good for a while.
I mean, nowadays you just buy a new one.
Right, right. Oh, no, that's already been declared. Like, I'm done. I've spent too much time on this, and time is money.
Just incredibly wasteful and terrible, but...
Well, or is it for me to sit there for 3 hours until I'm going to put my head through a wall
because
it says it's connected, and then when it comes time to print...
Yeah, printers are the worst.
You're connected.
It's going to be...
You say it's here. What? Why won't you print this?
That's all I want. We talk about it. We talk about it, Stephen. We've talked about it many times. Runaway.
Mm-hmm. It's all the machines.
The machines are going to take over.
Right.
Tom Selleck.
Ramsey.
Gene Simmons.
Yeah, Simmons. One of those guys.
Guy from Kiss.
Royals, Paul Stanley. Royals beat the Yankees 6-5. And Brady Singer did not have a good outing. Let's listen to Royals starting pitcher Brady Singer after the Royals get the one-run victory over the Yankees.
Hey, Brady. First, I wanted to ask just with your slider, did you feel a difference from that first inning and then going forward? I mean, obviously there was the home run, but it also seemed like maybe in the first inning was there, were you trying to find it maybe? Or like it seemed like there's a couple of bounced and then obviously it was good for you going later on. So was there a difference? Were you trying to find something? Were you maybe making an adjustment?
Yeah, I mean, I hung that one to Boyd there for sure, and he got a hold of it. But yeah, like you said, I kind of in the first few innings, I couldn't really find it. And, you know, obviously I was bouncing it, but I was obviously trying not to, you know, throw too many get me over sliders as well. But yeah, like you said, I found it there towards the end of the game, and you know, it turned out to be a pretty good pitch for me throughout the night.
What do you feel like got you into a rhythm there where you had that stretch where I think it was 5 out of 6 guys you had strikeouts with, and you know, it seemed like you were almost in a little bit of a cruise there. What got you into a rhythm?
Yeah, I think at the beginning of the game I was on the attack, felt really good, and then Boyd hit the home run, and then I kind of started picking at him a little too much instead of, you know, going right at him. So I think that's definitely what changed. You know, I felt like I was throwing more balls in the zone and, you know, more on kind of the black of the plate, kind of pitching to the edges more instead of, you know, off the plate and trying to make pitches too good there. But yeah, I think it was just kind of getting back on the attack.
Hey Brady, just wanted to ask how your shoulder feels, how it felt in between starts and then now after throwing, you know, the abbreviated start, but now going a much higher pitch count today.
Yeah, definitely it progressed well. You know, throughout the week, it was feeling better and better each day. And that's kind of something that we were looking for. We've obviously done a lot to get it to here. But, no, it felt really good tonight. I think I threw 90-something pitches. So, felt good. Never felt it once. And, yeah, felt good.
Yeah, Brady, how would you describe the experience watching Greg Holland close a game?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like he's had a lot of those games. I mean, he comes in and, you know, pressure's on, and you know, it's what he does. I mean, he's played a lot of years doing this. He's had a lot of those moments, so it's just really fun to watch. I mean, it's obviously the you know, his talent is unbelievable. I mean, throwing that slider, he's been doing it for a long time, so really fun. You know, I love watching him come in and compete. I think he's competes harder than, you know, a lot of people that I've ever played with. So yeah, like I said, it's don't really lack any confidence when he comes in.
Hey Brady, it looked like when Matheny came out, that even though you put the glove over, it seemed like you were the one who spoke first. What was your pitch and what was the case you were trying to make to seems probably get one more batter?
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of how it was. I mean, I feel like you could read between the lines there. You know, I definitely wanted to finish it there, and then we kind of had a battle with Boyd, and I lost him there at the end, which sucks. You know, it's. Skip gave me the go ahead to get him out, and you know, I didn't get him out, and you know, obviously caused a walk there, but we had a good battle, and you know, it was cool that he let me in.
That was Brady Singer after the game. So weird, like the beginning of that press conference, it sounded like you like pitched 7 strong innings and gave up a couple of runs. I was like, what's going on here? Didn't it? It's you know,
yeah.
and you were cruising, and boy, the slider was really working for you, and you got into a groove. Like, what? It was like I'm questioning what I saw and what is it? What, right? Wasn't that kind of?
Yeah, little? Maybe just because the I don't know. Yeah,
you really figured things out. Like, what? When? Nah, whatever. That was Brady Singer after the game. Royals won 6-5 over the Yankees. Back after this on WHB. By the way, I lied. I am going someplace for vacation. I'm going to Hollywood to spend 10 episodes with Harry Bosch. This is the theme song, Nate. When I like TV shows a lot, I play them in my car and I drive around and I pretend I'm in the TV show. And Susan thinks I'm an idiot, but that's all right. So I'll drive around. I crank this up this while I was just driving, like with a kind of an inquisitive, somewhat sour look on my face, pretending to be Harry Bosch, because I got a feeling I can't let go. I got issues. Hey, I have to entertain myself on the 40-minute drive to work. So today I was Bosch. And the reason why I'm spending 10 episodes with him is because season 7 is released on Amazon on Friday.
7 seasons of it, huh? Who is Bosch? What kind of character are we talking here?
He's a Hollywood homicide detective.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, right. Him and his partner, J. Edgar.
Oh, man.
Hoover?
I can't wait. Should I watch them all on...
Like, spread them out, man.
Should I binge?
No, nope, spread
or should
them
I try? See, that's going in. That's what I want to do. I'll watch an episode here. I'll watch an episode there. But guess what happens? Me and Sue will block off some time Friday night. Okay, let's watch one. Okay, let's watch two. Then it'll be 3 in the morning. Okay, one more. Then we're halfway through. Then we still got 5. And then the next night, okay, let's just watch up until the last one, and then we'll save the last one.
Just do it. 5 days, two a day.
I can't control myself.
You can do it.
I would love to.
Make Sue do it. She's got control of you.
I'd like you to not control yourself today at the Schlotsky's in Raymore. I'm going to be there today from 11 until 1. It's the Raymore Schlotsky's 1-year anniversary. Turning 1 year old. How about that?
Happy birthday.
$2.99, small originals all day citywide. And so you can go to Raymore, Lee Summit, Blue Springs, Overland Park, or Olathe and get the small original sandwich for just $2.99. There's going to be free gift card drawings at every location. But if you really want to party, come and see me in Raymore from 11 until 1. At the Raymore location only, we're going to have free tumbler cups. We're going to have some gift cards that I'm going to be passing out. Free reusable Schlotsky's tumbler cups for the first 200 guests. And you get 99-cent refills for a year. First 100 people out there today get a $10 Schlotsky's gift card. It says here there's going to be a live remote with Stephen St. John from Sports Radio 810 WHB with prizes. That's me.
Hey, that's you.
That's me. I'll be there.
You'll be there.
From 11 until 1. All right. And then all customers that participate today will be entered into a drawing, and 5 lucky customers will receive Schlotsky's free for a year. And you don't need to be present to win. You got to show up at some point. So come out and see me at the Schlotsky's in Raymore today from 11 until 1. It's been a while, man, since I did a Schlotsky's remote. You did one for me when I was sick, didn't you?
Mm-mm.
I thought you filled in for me. They lied
Somebody
to me then.
Did.
They lied. Oh, you did a commercial for me then.
I did a commercial.
Okay, there
for you
go.
Yeah.
They just wanted your voice.
Hey, I'm happy to do a commercial for Schlotsky's. Great place.
They were happy with it too. And so if you want to come out there, it's been a long time since I've been able to do a Schlotsky's remote, and I'm happy to be going out to Raymore and hang out today from 11 until 1. It is 2023 Foxwood Drive in Raymore, Missouri. So if you're in Raymore, that probably made sense to you. For me,
well, Raymore is a town.
Google Maps.
An interesting town. It's almost peculiar.
Wow. See, I gotta go out there and face the people after you say stuff like that.
That was a good play on words. That was a dad joke.
Well, yeah, but then you know, there's going to be some. I didn't appreciate what Nate said.
Oh, he thinks we're in stick town, huh?
We're not.
And
peculiar.
I'm going to, you know,
peculiar over there.
So you're almost peculiar.
But I'm not the one that said it.
Right.
But I kind of wish I did. But you know. What? So go out there and see me, 2023 Foxwood Drive today. From 11 until 1.
But I can get that same special. This Slotsky's right over here.
Oh, you can get the $2.99 small original citywide. Oh, go right there and get that.
You walk over there.
I might be going on the eating lunch on the go today.
We'll do it.
I got a big day today.
What are you doing?
I got a Sporting Kansas City game tonight. Out at CMP.
Do you hope it's as exciting as the final few minutes of the Clippers Suns game?
Well, yeah, minus the 17 replays, yes.
Do you think it takes as long?
33 minutes?
No, it won't. It shouldn't take as long as that.
I saw your tweet, Steven. You retweeted it. Was it 2 minutes or 90 seconds?
Dude, all I know is
the last
review.
33
so,
minutes. Because
it was forever.
You on the Twitter.
So I asked a question on Twitter last night, and I really mean this.
Do you?
Does the replay make it better or worse? In a situation like that, like they got the calls right.
I don't know.
Is it worth it?
Driving me crazy.
You know what I mean? Is it worth it? Because it was like such a good game, and it just destroyed the flow of it. I mean, we still got to see great drama. We still got to see. I mean, I didn't tune it off or anything like that. But
I mean, it's a good thing you have Twitter and you have a phone in your hand and there's.
Yeah,
stuff
what do you guys think? I
mean, so
it's not enjoyable when I'm trying to go to freaking bed.
But the final 2 minutes of gameplay. Took 33 minutes to complete.
That's ridiculous.
So that's what you're talking about.
I don't personally like that. I like the ball being in play in sports.
So the play that everyone's talking about is Booker and Beverly. Well, besides them colliding heads and, breaking Devin Booker's face. You've got the ball and someone slaps the ball out of your hands. Every other time, I mean, right? Just in basketball, that's the guy that slapped the ball out of the hands is out of bounds on him. And they looked at it, and you could examine. I mean, so what road are we going to go down? We're going to look at every single one of these things where maybe it went off the fingertip. Do you have a problem with them utilizing replay that way? Because a lot of people were irritated and thought, look, come on now. This is... Every it's almost like your favorite unwritten rules, right? Theoretically, yeah, maybe the ball went off the fingertip of Booker, but Beverly was the one that slapped it out of his hands.
Yeah,
and that's never never questioned. There you go. Did you have any problem with that? Is that a waste of time?
I think it is personally. I also think that in all replays, they ought to just if it's not obvious. Let the play stand. There should almost be like a time limit. If we can't figure this out in a minute, the play stands is called.
Here's a more important question. When you have a lead with 0.9 seconds left, how do you allow an alley-oop to lose the game?
Man. I tell you what, though, that play was, gosh, what a well-designed play.
Great. But there's only so many things that could beat you.
Right. Right.
Right?
Yeah, I mean.
How do you let that happen? I mean, that was an amazing finish. It's weird. It only took 0.2 of a second. It was at 0.9. Like, oh, now they get it with 0.7.
I mean, he basically caught it and dunked it. You know, I don't know how long it takes to do that.
0.2.
Yeah. There you go. Good answer.
How sick do you have to feel? You beat the Clippers, and that's how you lose.
Well, don't forget Paul George missing those two free throws, too. I mean, and Paul George, hey, man,
he had a couple of big shots, and I'm thinking, man, this guy really is transforming into, like he's already a star, but now he's doing it in the playoffs.
Yeah,
he's putting the team on his back. There's no Kawhi. Okay, this is the Paul George origin story, how he becomes, like, a superstar.
In the clutch.
Like, the next level.
Yeah.
And then, I'm going to miss two free throws. Like, oh, no.
Oof.
Did you see Someone said that video. It was an NWO video, Jake. I think when Sting, where it looks like it's Paul George, and then he rips his mask off, and it's Ben Simmons.
Oh no!
I'll add to that.
No, I gotta see that.
Like, oh, you know.
I gotta find that.
That's not fair to Paul George.
What did I do with that? I don't think I liked that. I should have liked it. I was gonna show it to you today. I think it was so funny. Man. I laughed so hard last night. All right, that's enough. No more.
Hey man, that was fun. That was a fun game to watch outside of the 27 minutes of replays. And man, how about Devin Booker? That dude was bleeding through the nose like the entire game.
It's tough.
Hitting big tough shots. SOB. Just unbelievable.
Yeah.
Just unbelievable. Alley-oop buzzer beat. Well, pretty much, but well,
yeah.
Kind of.
Inside a minute.
Alley-oop. Yeah. Alley-oop to win it. And now the Suns have a 2-0 lead over the Clippers, and it looks like Chris Paul's coming back.
So. And by the way, so like we were watching the pregame, and they were showing players coming in, or fans coming in, and they were all doing the four sign.
You don't understand.
I had to explain that to my son.
That guy's the king of Phoenix.
Oh, man.
Of course he is.
I was watching all kinds of news coverage with my kids.
He has an action figure now already. Yes. Oh, well, they said, the Kung Fu grip, it's like him holding up the four. Yeah. Yes.
That's their sign now. Just four.
He's their guy.
Suns at four.
Oh, they end up winning the title. They'll, you know, they've won 9 playoff games in a row, by the way.
He ought to be on the parade float.
Exactly. Well, he will be, of course. He'll be sitting right next to Devin Booker. Back after this on Sports Radio 810 WHB. I can't believe Paul George missed those free throws. And I'm not even rooting for the Clippers. I don't care. Well, I want to see the Suns. I want to see the Suns and the Bucks, but hey, if the Hawks want to upset the apple cart, I'm here for it. I'm looking forward to that series that starts tonight. Either you think the Hawks will win?
I don't. I think that's a 50-50 series. What are the odds on that? Maybe Bucks slight favorites?
We'll go back to that question that I asked you when the series started, the day that it was game one of the Bucks and the Nets. And I asked you there are people suggesting that this was the NBA Finals, the winner of this series is going to win it all. Now, the Suns look incredible. They've won 9 playoff games in a row.
I'm not. They took out LeBron. I mean, they took out. I mean, they've.
I like what the Bucks went through, though.
Yeah.
And what they overcame to win that series. That,
Bucks a 7.5-point favorite tonight.
That performance by Kevin Durant, I mean, most teams don't survive that.
Yeah.
Think about it. Even after, I thought it was over, after Durant hit that shot at the end of regulation in Game 7 and going into the overtime, I said, oh, boy, this is going to be brutally heartbreaking for the Bucks. But they got through it. They went through hell and got through it. And so maybe that's what they had to do to turn themselves into a champion. But I would love to see Bucks and Suns. I think that's
great series.
Of the possible matchups, that's by far the most attractive. We will be right back after this on Sports Radio 810 WHB. We got Mike Boddicker in studio. He tried to take his pants off like Max Scherzer and Sergio Romo. We told him to stop, but we're not inspecting anything on Sports Radio 810 WHB.